Today, the Parisians awoke to the sound of all the bells in the triple circuit of the city, the university and the town ringing a full peal. The 6th of January, 1482 is not, however, a day of which history has preserved the memory. There was nothing notable in the event which thus set the bells and the bourgeois of Paris in a ferment from early morning. It was neither an assault by the Picards, nor the Burgundians, nor a hunt led along in procession, nor a revolt of scholars in the town of Lars, nor an entry of our much-dread lord, Monsieur the King, nor even a pretty hanging of male and female thieves by the courts of Paris. Neither was it the arrival, so frequent in the 15th century, of some plumed and bedizened embassy. It was barely 2 days since the last cavalcade of that nature, that of the Flemish ambassadors charged with concluding the marriage between the Dauphin and Marguerite of Flanders, had made its entry into Paris, to the great annoyance of Monsieur le Cardinal de Bourbon, who, for the sake of pleasing the king, had been obliged to assume an amiable mien towards this whole rustic rabble of Flemish burgomasters, and to regale them at his Hotel de Bourbon with a very pretty morality, allegorical, satire, and farce, while a driving rain drenched the magnificent tapestries at his door.